Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast, and we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And we're back.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
You guys probably thought we were dead.
Yeah, we did die a little bit.
Yeah.
On the inside.
Well, we're ghosts now.
Yeah, I think it's been like half a year since we've done the podcast. And or so, I'm not too sure. But we have two amazing guests that we have brought back from the dead.
You guys just also for you died. Guys.
You guys also were
a massacre.
Dead. Yes. We have Sari Beliak.
Hello.
And we have Courtney Wallstrom.
Yo.
Yay. You guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. This is exciting.
Oh yeah.
So you're probably wondering where we're gonna recap, or you probably read the title of the podcast and figured it out. We already did all the episodes. As you, if you're a listener, or if you're a new listener, we already covered all the episodes. And so today we are going to, discuss the Royal Variety Show from 1988 in London, in which the Golden Girls did a 13-minute scene. Yeah, so that's what we're going to do, guys.
Yeah. Apparently, the Queen Mother was a big fan. Mm-hmm. And so Queen Elizabeth, mm-hmm. Had the Golden Girls come.
I love the Golden Girls.
Come to London. And they, what else? Who else was on this show?
Oh, so Bananarama.
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue. Mickey Rooney.
Yeah,
I thought you said Kylie Rooney, because I heard both at the same time.
It'd be great if Mickey Rourke just did a scene from 9.5 Weeks.
Well, Ann Miller tapped in.
And there are 400 circus
there
people.
400 circus people. There was bread, and it was 12 people under the word bread, which I assume is just people dressed as bread.
I think it's probably a long-running British series that we've never heard of.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe in London, bread means something else, money.
Which that's what it means here.
I don't know. But maybe there it means it more.
But Kylie Minogue's Locomotion came out in 1988, so yeah. She was having a really good year.
Yeah.
If she got invited to perform that for the Queen.
I know.
So good for her.
We only watched the Golden Girls part, and we were only just... we only peripherally found out that all these other people were in this variety show. So we usually do the recap. So maybe you can just briefly mention what we watched, Genevieve.
Okay, so as Anthony said, it was a 13-minute scene, and it started out with the show MC, I think he was. Yeah. A little banter with Sophia. Mm-hmm. She's in London. She ran away from her tour bus because it was open air in the middle of winter, which is mm-hmm. fair. Mm-hmm. And they just wandered onto this stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Golden Girls came out, and then they did a scene, I think, from the second episode. I think it was a dining room scene from the second episode.
It's a very early yeah. episode scene.
Dining room scene. They're all eating mm-hmm. cheesecake, yes, talking about their first times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just having a good talking about aging and sex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good old Golden Girls staples. Yeah. Mom and pop.
Yeah.
Meat and potatoes.
Things were at stake, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to ask Golden Girl background. So before we get started, we usually like to ask our guests, what are their Golden Girls background? Where or how have you seen Golden Girls before? And if so, how did it impact any thoughts that you had over the Golden Girls before you came today? So we'll start with you. Sorry.
So as a previous Thank You for Being a Podcast
friend of the show, sorry.
Friend of the show. I grew up watching Golden Girls. That was like, if I got to stay home sick, that was a treat to get to watch that show. Mm-hmm. And my mom was also a big fan of it, so watched it with her. She reminds me, or Dorothy reminds me of my mom. It might be a height thing.
Oh, she's a tall woman?
Yeah, well, I'm a tall lady too. Yeah. I think it's kind
sorry,
of...
Sorry, 7 feet tall.
Just 6 feet. Six feet. It's so big. Yeah, and just kind of like dry humor. Mm-hmm. So I've always enjoyed the show.
And yeah, I feel like you relate to Dorothy, right?
I think so. Yeah, okay. I think so the most.
All right. All right. And Courtney, tell us about your... I didn't ask you because I wanted to ask you on air. on air. We're live. So what is your Golden Girls background, Courtney?
First of all, I think Sari and I are the tallest women in comedy.
Yeah. You're and how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot. You're both the tallest women
yeah,
in comedy.
When I hugged her,
combined.
I was like, she's like, you might even be taller than me.
We're, yeah, we're up
we should
there.
Just take mm-hmm. over and destroy everything.
You guys should...
violent rampage.
Say, fight each other.
The yeah, Twin Towers.
I don't want to anger you guys while you're here.
Well, I mean, I spilled my iced tea on your carpet, and you were very polite about it, so...
Yeah.
I'm trying to be on my best behavior.
Oh, my God. So, I've never seen the Golden Girls. I don't know why you guys okay. come, but I'm happy to be here.
Good. I'm glad. We appreciate people of all walks of life. Golden Girls, less or not. And so we've had many, many people on the show that have never seen the Golden Girls, and it's always great to see what they think.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I enjoyed it.
You're like, I'm just saying that it was terrible. No, I'm just kidding. I wonder if you've ever thought that.
It was a lot of fun, but just to, I guess, age myself, my first introduction to Betty White was the movie that she did with Sandra Bullock. Where Sandra Bullock's like running around a campfire.
Oh, the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Well, Bird Box. Yeah.
Just learned yes. about her.
Betty White was the monster. They're like, it's just an old lady, guys. Shoot myself in the head.
It's Betty White. Why are you so upset?
Why do you want to kill yourself now? So, what movie was it? The
It was the one where it was one of those. I'm an angry businesswoman who's not.
Is it 2 weeks' notice?
Yeah. No, it's oh gosh,
we're or they have to fake being married. I think
it's like just Chuck engaged or something, or just it's something like that. Yeah,
isn't it the poster where she's proposing to him?
The is proposal. It
love
yeah.
potion?
Oh, yeah.
Are love cool. potion number 9?
Yeah, she's like a Canadian. She's like Canadian and like and basically she found out that she like is gonna be deported,
oh, yeah.
so she has to get married, and then like she goes home like, to like meet his family and
this
his
is
family.
A plot to Green Card, isn't it?
It's the white
they
green
just
card.
Remake Green Card like over and over again. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, now that Gerard Depardieu is not French anymore. Because
yeah.
he denounced his citizenship or something.
I thought he just like got so fat he became a different ethnicity.
Is that how that works?
I don't know.
That's what happens when you drink it. Do you guys know this about Gerard Depardieu that he like reportedly like, drinks like 15 bottles of wine a day?
Yeah, that's insane.
He's a rapist though, correct?
We're learning a lot about Gerard Depardieu.
Gerard Rapardieu.
I'm
more like it.
I mean, there was a story. We would have to look it up mm-hmm. before I just come out and call him a rapist. But he definitely was accused of raping like an actress or
oh,
something.
Really?
Probably
oh,
in the 90s. So
Anne Dowell. What was her name? No, not Anne Dowell. That's from the.
Let's see. What other? My father, the hero,
with Katherine Heigl.
What?
It's yeah. something with him
he
and her
Katherine
on,
Heigl.
Why they're on water skis.
Oh.
That's all I remember.
I don't know if I want to Google search Gerard Depardieu rapist.
Xanswer.com.
I can definitely try and do that while we're chatting. I don't mean for this Golden Girls podcast mm-hmm. to take such a dark turn. Just like, he's a rapist.
Let's just talk about this rape. And so how did you... knowing what you didn't know now, do you feel cheated? I mean, or, well, you know, it's weird because you're not really watching it. You didn't really I feel like you didn't really see an episode in its fullness, but you got a glimpse at what they do.
I have a few friends that really care about the Golden Girls. They'll always try to like group us into mm-hmm. which ones.
And who do you feel you are now? Were they correct about who you were?
Which one's Blanche?
Blanche is the slutty one.
Okay, so yeah, someone said okay. I was Blanche, and that yeah. makes sense. So it's fair.
Very. I always say I'm Blanche. And you said Dorothy Sophia combo?
I think so. Though, I don't know, as time has changed, I think I'm like a Dorothy with like Rose Rising or something like that. Like
your Dorothy yeah. moon is in retrograde.
You're on the cusp.
Got a Blanche eclipse moon.
I've definitely gone through a Blanche phase wow. here and there, but
Golden Girls yeah. astrology would be amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh my God. I was reading this book called Queer Astrology for Men, and it was written by a woman. And in the book, it's from 1988, I forget which decade, but the introduction is like, I know what you're asking. How can a woman write queer astrology for men? Well, much like a lot of women, I am a gay man trapped inside of a woman's body. And she goes on about how she's a gay dude. But and she's like how she appreciates gay men and their what they've done with leather.
I appreciate your work and those chaps.
She's like, I appreciate what gay men have done with leather, circuit parties, and track lighting.
I mean, some of this kind of resonates with me as somebody that like grew up as like a really big Morrissey and mm-hmm. Like I felt like there was a very sad gay man inside mm-hmm. of me, mm-hmm. but not. I don't know about the leather aspect of it.
I
just don't know why. Like as a 12-year-old girl growing up in Scottsdale, Arizona, why mm-hmm. I was just like I really love this like sad mm-hmm. synthesized dance pop music.
Like Pet Shop Boys kind
of. Yes, yeah. I love Pet Shop Boys, yeah. Depeche Mode, Erasure. Right.
It's all of them. Gay.
I was like, why does this speak to me so much?
Right.
As like a sad gay man trapped inside of me.
So you are this person too.
Potentially, yeah. Oh, we at least, you know, share some
similar
traits.
Did you write this book?
I don't think so.
I mean, there's so many things that like men have just written for women.
I know,
on
that's
women,
what I thought
so...
you were going to say.
Just like,
I thought you were going to be like... I'm sure you think, like, how could a woman do this? But men write about women all the time.
I loved her take on the astrology signs, because she would be like, she would be like, Libra, you're a scale. You're always swinging both ways. You don't know where you land between the man. And like, she would, like, do really bad gay stereotypes through it. And it was really... really hilarious. Like the Virgo, she would be like, your sign is the virgin, and then it'd be dot 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 Mary, like she'd just be like, it would just be like really, it was just really, oh my God, I have to show it to you guys. Anyway, where were we?
We were going around and all saying which sign we are.
I'm a Virgo.
Gemini. I want to know everybody's sign now.
I'm a Libra.
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh. Yay, we're all different.
I'm an Aquarius with a Taurus baby.
Nice.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I'm a Virgo. What's the sign after Virgo? I'm like a day before that sign. Mm. I think it's Scorpio, but I'm not too sure.
Do you guys, I always like when I read description of what an Aquarius is, I'm like, that sounds like me. But when I read my horoscopes, they never sound like anything that's going on in my life.
Well, I feel like if you read any, like, I've read all of the descriptions of all of the signs, and I relate to all of them. So, I don't know. They're just, like, vague. They're all very vague that you can sort of take, like, these mm-hmm. broad descriptions and apply them to yourself. Mm-hmm. Of like things, you know.
Astrology is fake, Courtney.
You're struggling right now, but you just have to keep pushing through it, like, mm-hmm. cool. That's everyone alive.
See, all mine on Aquariuses are like queer eye. I don't know.
Queer eye.
Yeah.
The new queer side. Eye for the straight guy.
It's very you forge your own path. You know, you beat your own drum. You know, that kind of thing. And it's like people like you, but you don't like them back. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, ah, I can identify that. And then when I read anything about any other side, I'm like, no, that's not me at all.
Mine are like, you're analytical and feminine, but you're loyal. Okay, thanks.
I don't even know. Libra is just always like, it's the scales every time. Mm-hmm. But like, I have a hard time making decisions, and I don't like conflict. Confrontations or conflict. Yeah. I couldn't figure out which word.
Okay.
But like, no, I don't feel like anyone likes conflict. Mm-hmm. It's not a...
Really? I feel like the whole Phoenix comedy scene?
Conflict? Yeah, no? They love conflict. Yeah. I always read Gemini is bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's two heads or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like half they serious. They get the shitty end of horoscopes. We're probably the most crazy. Hated... on the yeah. astrological.
Don't fuck with Gemini.
I also am a Virgo moon, okay. which is very grounding.
Yes. We got it together, girl.
Yeah.
Virgos. Okay.
I'm an INTJ.
Okay, let's just.
We gotta move on. Actually,
basically, I need a little bit more Blanche yes. in my chart. That would really help me out. Yeah. That's what. Just we circle back.
We're gonna make it some. I'm too girls much astrology.
I'm House Slytherin.
Actually, I'm vegan, so.
I am a Samantha.
Sari and I were brought here to fight to the death of our astrology.
Yeah.
I will bury you in Genevieve's.
I mean, tonight is a big lunar eclipse, so I feel like,
mm-hmm.
as with my Virgo moon, I feel like I could probably win.
Oh. So like we said, we watched the Royal Variety Show in 1988, and we start off by, Sophia is lost. She gets off the tour bus and just wanders onto the stage. They make it seem like it's a very accidental situation that just happened. And she's
I like the oh hi there approach.
Yeah. Where's the bathroom? And then she never goes. And then the rest of, I feel like sneezing right now. The rest of the Golden Girls pop out of nowhere.
Oh my goodness.
Bless
us all. It's
okay. Okay, so the Golden Girls show up. They're all on stage. Woo! Corny asks me, where's the queen? like she was supposed to be
like
performing.
Like sitting on the stage.
Just like, you know, like sitting, well, like a jester would perform for the for the queen.
Cool. That's what I thought. It was going to be in like roast. Living room.
I mean, that would be great.
She was in the
that
balcony.
Would be cool if it was like a roast style. It's just like her sitting up there watching everyone.
Yeah.
I wonder if they did that originally and everyone was like, I want to see what the queen thinks of my performance. Yes. Like, she liking it? Like, or at least... like aha?
Did she like bread?
Are you going to take on my opinion about...
So... so then, there's this whole, like they're gonna bring, so the guy's like, there's a host that greets them and he's like, I have some boys for you. I don't even know what the wording was. He's like, I have some boys for you. And then Blanche is like, oh, boys, did you hear? They got boys for us. And then they open up the curtains to reveal a bunch of like catering fellas with a bunch of meat, like food for them.
It's like British food. It's like it's like shortbread and short ribs and
shrimp
and they
pancake short stack.
And then they forego all that. They were like, let's get the cheesecake.
Yeah.
And then Sophia looks over to the host and she's like, you picked this menu.
Right. Because he's a short guy. But she's like shorter than him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still make fun of him. Then, well, like when the curtains open, we reveal this pebble glass stringy curtain background. And there was, it was very pretty. Very Golden Girls.
The queen has nice curtains.
Yes. Nothing but the best beaded curtains from the 70s for the queen. And then there's a set that looks just like the set from their kitchen. That is their kitchen table, their kitchen chairs, and so the story just is kind of weird because like they're supposed to be in London and now they're gonna be in their house, and then later on they're like, all right, let's leave our house in Miami to go see the Buckingham Palace. I don't know, that didn't check out for me. Or are we supposed to just suspend disbelief for this?
I mean,
I think they were at the hotel. Wasn't that the setting?
Was the hotel?
Yeah, we're like just sitting around having a little snack because they were famished.
I thought they were supposed to be back in Miami.
No, I didn't, because they made a reference to Canterbury. They're like going to Canterbury and back.
Oh, okay.
Yes, which is very a British town somewhere.
Yeah, but then Dorothy was like, I'm gonna go on a date with Barry tonight from college.
Oh yeah.
So I was just like, what is happening? Like, she's gonna go on a date with Barry in London? I mean, which is very possible.
Well, they basically did a scene from
we switched gears.
They just didn't wanna
do
any more writing.
Yeah. I think the reality is they probably had to have that like approved. They probably had to have like every single thing approved.
Every single line.
Yeah.
I thought that was written just for the queen.
Well, I thought it was going to be that.
I didn't know that that was from another.
Well, like, I'm sorry to bust the magic.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm sad.
I honestly thought that we were watching.
They're just sitting around eating cheesecake talking about their first time.
I'd write a 10-minute sketch for the queen. Call me.
I thought we were going to watch original new material just for the queen. Like, I mean, like maybe they're, you know, I don't know, London. Maybe they're at Big Ben. And like, I don't know, they're just being silly.
Blanche
there.
Keeps talking about how big it is.
It's so big and rhymes with clock, and I love it. I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah, all of this dialogue would have worked perfectly. Why didn't they write a short sketch?
Rose talks about like how they don't have clocks in St. Olaf since her cousin Sven got confused.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a lazy writing.
It's very lazy.
Whoever is responsible for this.
The scene is great because it's a very iconic scene, obviously. But it's like, you could have written something new. Maybe this was like the queen's favorite scene, or they were like, this is the only scene that where Blanche doesn't whip out her boobs. So we have to have this scene, you know, metaphorically.
It's kind of funny that if that's true, though, that they picked that scene. Because it, I mean, not risque, but I don't necessarily think I would have been like, oh, yeah, the queen would for sure pick this scene where they're, like, talking about their first time. And so you go, queen.
I would have picked the scene from the first episode when Sophia is introduced. If they're really going to go all out, do a whole thing. Because that was a really fun, like, first scene. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe the queen mother just likes this particular scene. That's her favorite scene.
I want to watch this scene where Blanche's like, face.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So they made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope it's like a little kid, like how my nieces... they like come over and want to watch the same thing. I hope it's like that, where like the queen
it's
wakes
the
up
the same
like,
episode 16 times.
I want to watch the episode.
That's the only episode that comes to London.
Yeah,
and she just like really loved it.
She doesn't memorize.
We don't have season three on this side of the ocean.
She's like saying the words to the scene.
Did you guys ever have that when you were a kid where you would watch the same thing over and over again?
Yeah. I watched Homeward Bound 1,000 times.
And then Napoleon. I was a fan.
Napoleon Dynamite?
No, or? It was like a golden retriever puppy, Napoleon, and he got lost in the forest, and he like went in a hot air balloon. It's cool.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Is it cartoon or?
It was a real live puppy. Action? Yeah, like Homeward Bound, that, and then all the Pokemon movies.
I watched the first Pokemon movie because I didn't like after the first 150. I was like done.
It's the first movie I ever cried to.
Oh, when Pikachu dies.
And then doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. The first movie you ever cried to was Pokemon.
I watched a bootleg of The Wizard of Oz. It was like an anime version of The Wizard of Oz, and I saw that a billion times. And I've only seen like the regular Wizard of Oz like maybe once or twice. And I'm like, this is not like The Wizard of Oz that I know.
And, you fake fans.
And I watched Pete's Dragon probably 100 times.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I watched Pete's Dragon a lot.
I have not seen the original. I have not seen the new one because I don't know how I would feel.
It's just different, you know. It's like the Jungle Book. Then except the Jungle Book had the same songs in it, which is great.
Oh, really?
It's like the original remake of the Jungle Book.
Because I want to hear the songs for Pete's Dragon.
I know.
Yeah.
What are these? I got a friend in me. No, that's Toy Story. Story. There's a friend song in Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, there's a lot of... There's
you're a dragon. I'm a boy.
There's the one about the medicine man, the traveling medicine man. And then there's, now I'm trying to remember. For seeing it 100 times, I haven't seen it 100 times since, I haven't seen it since I was 7. So
I'm like, can we just play Pete's Dragon right now?
Yeah.
I do, however, want Cardi B to write a song for the live action Lion King.
Is she really doing that?
I'm going to tweet at her until she does.
I bet Beyonce would be so mad. She'd be like, why is she doing it?
Isn't Beyonce, was she cast or is that just
she's
speculation?
She's gonna be Nala.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
My body is ready.
I'm so confused about the new Lion King because I kind of thought it was a prank at first.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was real because it was like, I'm confused about, is it not, so it's live action?
Yeah.
It was live action, but they do a voice?
It's like CGI lions, I think, in like a real setting or something, probably.
I'm so confused.
They CGI lions on real grass.
They avatar Beyonce as a lion.
I mean, I think they're voice acting.
Yeah.
Because with the Lion King's just Hamlet anyway. So
it's Lion King Hamlet. Wow.
So it just has
that's why there's
thousands of years of live action Lion Kings.
That's why there's so many skulls.
Okay, so it's like a Homeward Bound situation where they have the animals and someone does a voice for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to... They probably won't use real animals. Life of Pi, that was a CGI-ass tiger.
And they're just going to read each other's minds like Homeward Bound. Just like psychic pets. Homeward Bound should have just been called psychic pets.
Sassy a great cat.
Hamelin cat. Oh, I love Sassy. Played by Sally Field, I believe. Yeah. Okay, so... So they do this. So Dorothy's going on a date with Barry. Rose confesses that she waited till sex to get married. And then this whole thing about
waiting till sex to get married.
Waiting for marriage to get
married. Same, honestly.
Waiting for sex to get married.
Classic Blanche.
Yeah. That's what Blanche did. And then she had this weird thing about the milking machine, which I totally forgot about. Like, so I guess there are marriage manuals back in the day. Is that true?
I'm sure.
You're nodding, so I thought maybe.
I'm sure there were. I'm sure they are now. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. I don't know what, I've never
That's
heard
what straight
of it.
People do, Anthony.
It was just called a... I don't know what you do, what you straighties do. It's just the Sears catalog, I'm assuming.
You can, with a Ross gift card.
You can buy a house and you can find out how your woman works.
And so I guess he confused the marriage manual with the milking manual, because Rose is from St. Olaf, farming town. And so they had a milking machine in their bedroom. And I'm wondering who wore the machine.
Is it
the guy or the girl?
Yeah, like, is the insinuation that she was hooked up to it and they were trying to milk her? Or were they like milking his penis?
Yeah, so...
I think they tried it both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, I'm getting nothing. Honeymoon. You want to try?
Oh, my goodness.
So, but Dorothy's date with Barry, he's special because he was the guy that she almost gave it up to. Right?
Yeah. Which was
like,
weird.
She was supposed to, but then she ended up
with Stan.
Who was with Stan? Yeah. He was like, I'm going off to war. I'm going to die. And they had like a real quickie experience.
It was my shoes weren't even off before it was over, she said.
Yeah.
And then she said, that's my, what did she say? That's how I helped out the war.
That was her war effort. Yeah, her war effort. Yeah.
Yeah. That was weird to me too, because like, I thought like, didn't Stan and her hook up in high school? So she was like,
yeah,
fooling around.
I don't think Stan went to the war, which is, I mean, honestly, not really a plot hole, because I feel like Stan would be the type of guy that would lie about going to the war
to get pussy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like he would still try that like today.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Stan is Dorothy's ex-husband, and the series began when I think it was like they've been divorced for a year.
It's pretty fresh.
Yeah, Dorothy had just gotten divorced from Stan, who's a sleazeball. And Stan pops out throughout the show, and we call those Stanisodes. And he's just the worst. We all hate him. And you're supposed to hate him. And that's who they're talking about when they mention Stan. So she's...
We do not stand with Stan.
We do not stand with Stan. Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the finale, like, they almost get married or whatever. Oh, no, he wants to... No, they don't. No,
she gets...
Married
she...
to Liam Neeson. Not Liam Neeson. I always say...
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
Same thing. He surprises her because he's the limo driver. He basically kidnaps her for a little bit.
Really? To tell her it's all good?
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm like...
And why'd you kidnap me? Okay, and then Blanche has this whole bit about aging, and Dorothy tells her, if you look down at a mirror, you can see your whole face sag down and you look really horrible. But if you lay down and you look into a mirror, your face just everything goes back into place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone who's taken a bed selfie knows this.
Yeah. You take selfies from up here.
Yes.
So.
But then she also says that some of your parts slide to the side.
It was your boobs.
Yeah.
Some of them slide to the side. Amazing. Good writing for 1988. This show had been on at this point 4 years. So this was peak Golden Girls time for them. And how does it end? They just like, all right, let's go visit Buckingham Palace or something. I don't know. I forget.
Well, Blanche talks about how she lost her virginity to Billy or Bobby.
Oh,
or
yeah, she
Ben.
Does that.
Someone with a B.
Someone with a B.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then... they decide they're going to go somewhere. And then Sophia is like, what did she say? She's like, someone's like, Sophia, are you coming? She's like, I may be old, but I'm still able to like get dressed up and go out on the town. And then she points to the queen at the balcony. And she's like, just like that, that hot lady over there or something. She like kind of hits on her. She's like that
old broad.
Sophia wants to fuck the queen.
Yeah. Yes, she does. Something like that. And then they leave. It was just that. They got a taste of Golden Girls.
And then we saw the credits. So they were the headliners for this fest.
They really did. Yeah. And then they cut to everybody who performed, which was like 1,000 people. That's a long night, guys. That is a long night.
Wasn't a 90-minute set.
It's their Oscars.
It's like a New Faces show. It just doesn't stop.
It felt very reminiscent of the 80s, like the Band-Aid, mm-hmm. the Live Aid shows.
Live Aid?
Yeah, with all the the musicians.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Or the
singing world. We Are the World.
We Are the World, yeah. Okay, maybe there was a charity.
Or what Firefest was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. We almost just watched Firefest, and we're going to talk about Firefest for this podcast.
Have you watched any of the documentaries?
No. Oh. Is it out of control?
It's fascinating. Really? I watched the Hulu one. I haven't watched
that. Was it just a scam?
Yes. No,
yeah.
Really?
Yes, but it's...
It worked.
It's beautiful. Oh. It's like all of the things of like social media and this persona that you put out, and everybody got duped, like millions of dollars and all these investors and people were like, I want to go and see an Instagram influencer. Oh. I'm going to fork over so like thousands of dollars. People were spending like insane amounts of money to be seen with models. It's like, it's
incredible. And it's just like incredible lies where like the guy who started it, basically, like, he started this credit card that was like the black Amex card, basically, where it was like a stainless steel card, but it was like a competitor of that. And then if you read online, it's like basically like no one got any benefits from it. Like, he said they had like millions of millions of customers, and they only had like 5,000 at most.
They had a 50% interest rate.
it was like a weird, he has like this weird history of scamming people, and then he does this fest, and like he basically says he has this island. He said, we bought this island, you know.
But it was just the Bahamas, wasn't it, or something?
It ended up just being like on this island with the same island as the Sandals Resort.
Oh yeah.
It was supposed to be like a private island owned by Pablo Escobar.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
They did this whole thing. They went down there and they did this video with like a bunch of models and Ja Rule and these Caribbean pigs.
And everyone's tweeting at Ja Rule, who did apologize.
It's unclear like his role in it, and they kind of play it down. They kind of make it all this guy. But Ja Rule doesn't come off very good in any of the documentaries, to be honest.
Really?
Hope that Ja Rule would be willing to steal millions of dollars from a bunch of rich white kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's a Ja Rule I want to run for president. Ja Rule I'm voting for.
There need to be a Firefest in space. So then all the people never come back.
Yeah. And you do feel sorry, though. They had like a... They basically like... They tried to put this together in like 6 months. Like, they tried to put this, which is like, I've put together a festival in 6 months, like a local festival, and like it's stressful, and like, and they get like all these people from the Caribbean, like all these people that live in the Bahamas, and locals to like help out like around the clock. Mm-hmm. And they are like promising like all these like high end like luxury villas and stuff like that. And
they were like promising like all this fancy food, and it was just like cafeteria like meals.
Yeah, like, literally like bread with slices of cold cheese.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
They have. They promised all these like fancy accommodations, and it was really just like tents that were wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just like FEMA tents and mattresses thrown everywhere.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It really it's truly incredible. It's
so funny. Yay. Well, we did so the show ends with the queen just sort of, this camera following the queen, And I'm sure she already forgot everything she saw. She's just kind of like saying hi to everybody. And...
It's the queen mother who's 86 years old at this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she definitely forgot everything. She's
30
yeah.
years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
But she's still alive?
No, she that died. She died in 2002.
The queen did?
It's the queen mother who was a big fan of the Golden
See,
Girls.
I know nothing.
And then Queen Elizabeth.
But then all the queens all look the same to me.
She looks right? exactly like how the actual queen looks now, and that's probably why I was confused.
Okay.
Yeah, because Queen Elizabeth is I think she's like 101 now.
Are we ever going to have a young, I mean, not us, but is there ever going to be like a 25-year-old queen?
I mean, like, Queen Elizabeth was, like, 22 or 23 when she, like, became queen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's been queen since the mid-50s.
Oh, good for her.
I need to get my shit together.
You guys did not watch The Crown.
We have not.
Yeah, the queen mother is King Philip's wife.
So she's been through like 1,000 royal variety shows.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Yeah, this has been like her entire
life. She's
probably
seen like B. Arthur 1,000 times. Like she did like a mod scene from Mod.
The next podcast, we'll be watching all the royal variety tapes on VHS.
A podcast? Oh my god, of that I would
just
listen
bad
to
variety
it.
Shows.
Oh my god!
Like, who put this together?
Email the producers' children. Her family made a mistake.
What is wrong? Where is her tombstone? Let me find it so I can like destroy it.
I need to desecrate these remains now.
I need to find all the producers to destroy their tombs. I'm sure they have tombs because they're. Just like big block, like
just
with
find
doors.
Their, yeah, just find their mausoleum somewhere.
I only know how to spell the word mausoleum because of that fucking MCR song.
M O S E L I U M? Mausoleum?
It's yeah, M A S O L E U M.
I believe. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I don't know what song you're talking about.
But that's
pretty
how you spell
dope.
How you spell mausoleum.
What else?
What else do they spell? They spelled cataracts.
Do they get definitions as well?
New podcast, Synonyms. All the things that MCR taught me.
All right, you guys, we did it. We watched. The Golden Girls. See, I thought it was gonna be like a 30-minute like thing where they like went all out and did an episode, and then like because in Wikipedia it's all over, or there's Golden Girlspedia, no Golden Girls Wiki, and there's this whole thing about it, you know, and like it was just such a big deal.
They just did a hosting set.
They did. They did tight. It's 5 to 7.
Yeah, exactly. solid
yeah.
though.
I'm underwhelmed by this. But
I'd like to write a Yelp review, please.
Yes. They should have. Yeah. Oh, I wonder if there's a like a Rotten Tomatoes for this.
I mean, I think I have a more positive view of this. They're going over to a country they're they're not from. Mm-hmm. They're traveling. Yeah. And they're performing for an 86-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. They're very
I also
happy about
I agree.
It.
I think it checked all of the Golden Girls boxes. Had okay. cheesecake,
yeah.
all
right.
sexual stories,
yeah,
sassy quips. I think everything was there.
Okay.
They needed to get through the show before the queen mother died.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Like she wouldn't be able to sit through 30 minutes or 22 minutes of hijinks. you guys, we did it. This is going to air... should we put it out Wednesday, you think?
Yeah.
Hey, do you have time to send it over, or are you busy? We'll talk
okay.
about it.
I'll send it over.
Yeah, okay. I know you're moving and stuff. Okay, so this will come out on the 23rd of this month, which is January 2019. I think around this time was our finale of last year.
Yeah.
So it's been like a year since we've had our finale. We had Tony Tripoli since then, so we're we're just taking our time, guys. Mm-hmm. We're chilling out.
That's good.
We're busy. And so is there anything that you would like to promote? Anything that where can people find you online? And then you have online stuff too. And so go ahead, Courtney.
Instagram is Bone Crusher Queen. And let's see, I guess this is Wednesday. Is it gonna be uploaded before 6:30 p.m.?
Probably.
If you're bored tonight, come see me at the Tempe Improv tonight, 7:30. And then I'm going to be stand up live on February 27th for the horrible show. It's pretty great.
Oh, what's that?
It's all women line up at stand up live.
Is it horror, like horrible? Like
WHORE. Okay. It's great.
A lot of spelling on this podcast today.
I charge for my services. No, it's really cool. Sloan Valenzuela puts it together. We had to do an interview, and they like that they're gonna do a promo video, and it was like, what makes you horrible? And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what the question was going to be. So I didn't have time to prepare an answer. So I just said, because I fucked your dad. And then
they published it.
They're going to. It's probably going to be.
Your dad.
They're probably going to play it before the show on the screen. It's fine. Anyway, Instagram Bone Crusher.
It's going to haunt you forever.
I'm going to post it. It's fine.
Great.
Jake's family's on my Facebook. It'll go over real well.
And sorry, where can people find you online?
Is Jazz and Jokes this week?
Yeah, it's gonna be, yeah.
Jazz and Jokes.
What day is it?
Great little show.
Wednesday.
Tonight. If you're listening to this, Wednesday, January 23rd, I'll be on that show with other great people, I'm sure, at The Nash.
Mm-hmm. The Nash at 7:30.
At 7:30?
Yep.
Then Thursday night, I'll be on the, I don't know, I'm sure it has a cool name, but Mishka Shabali's show at Plasma in Phoenix. Thursday
I think it's night. Mishka Shabali and Friends.
And Friends, yeah. I'm a friend. And mm-hmm. then doing a Paul Goebel's game show in February.
Oh,
and then I'll be on Barflies. March 6th.
Ooh.
Telling some story about being a hot mess. I believe that's the theme.
Nice. Did you mention your work, where you can find you on
Twitter?
On Twitter.
The Crass Ceiling. Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm not on Facebook right now, mm-hmm. and it feels really good. But yeah, The Crass Ceiling or Sari Beliak.
Don't find her on Facebook, guys.
Yeah.
She's not there.
You can say horrible things about me on Facebook. I can't see it, so enjoy.
Fantastic. And Genevieve, where are you going to be after January 23rd or that day?
Well, I'm also going to be at Jazz and Jokes. Yes. I love their tagline at The Dash is Jazz Happens Here. And I always think jizz happens here. I always do.
That's where the baby was made.
It's a very, very fun show. I'm very excited. And then what else do I have? January 31st, I'm doing That's What She Said at Gerard's Coffee in Mesa. So another lady, all lady show.
Show. That's What She Said. It's always like something just so, I don't know, so wah-wah, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, sugar show. Tits, how about your smile show? Yeah.
You're funnier when you smile.
But you can find me at Genevieve Rice pretty much everywhere. I am still on Facebook, and if you don't like me, I guess you can send me a message and tell me. And I'll see it.
Yay. And I am at Anthony DeSimito on the 24th, 25th, 26th. I'm going to be in San Diego doing shows at Tiger and various places I don't remember now. And my show... that I host at the Hollywood Improv Lab is January 29th, It's called Yafeel. It's a Tuesday at 9:30. We're going to have Lori Kilmartin from Conan.
Yay.
I know.
She's the best.
She's so good. And various other amazing comedians. Tucson, I'll be on the 30th down there at IBT's for the Tucson Comedy Festival.
The LOL crawl.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh.
That sounds cool.
Are you guys going to be there?
I'm going to come down for one of the days. I don't know which one.
Cool.
So
we were just there for the Fringe Festival.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It was. We had a really good show.
Cool.
Yeah, we did. We did Cunts Being Cunts talking about cunts.
That's great.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of the Tucson Fringe next year.
Yeah, it was a good turnout, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Rocked it.
Really came out for us cunts.
Horrible.
For us.
Yeah.
Horrible. That's what she said. Cunts being cunts. Talking about cunts. Okay. And thank you so much for listening. We're happy to be able to come back and do this again. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a beautiful day and or night. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.